This is an iHeart podcast.
You know, your house smells. Don't get mad. My house smells too. I'm not indicting you. I'm sure you keep a clean home, but just time means you're going to acquire smells, whether those are cooking smells that get in your paint, your carpet. Maybe they're animal smells. Maybe you're a smoker or someone else was. Just living creates smells. I didn't realize that my home had a smell to it until I got my first Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the greatest air purifier I've ever owned in my life. This thing, I had it plugged in for 2 hours. I came back in the room and my air smelled so clean. I now own three of them. I'm not making that up. This thing has absolutely changed me on top of what it's done for my allergies. Go get one. Get two. Be like me and get three. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse. That gets you $10 off and free shipping. EdenPureDeals.com, promo code Jesse. More rioting. Stop me if you've heard this before. And why is there rioting still going on? How did this begin? In a graceful video. All that's coming up right now on I'm Right. I want you to think about the greatest empires in the history of the world at their peak. Obviously, your mind is probably going to go to some place like Rome first because it's the greatest empire of all time. But all of them, any of them, you know, the Achaemenid Persian Empire, the Ottomans, the Spartans in their day, any one of the various Chinese dynasties, Genghis Khan, the Brits of the 1700s, any of them. And I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine what the reaction of those very different countries, they're all very different, what would the reaction of their governments have been if there was funded, organized, domestic terrorism inside of their borders? What would they have done? And how quickly would they have done it? It's uncomfortable to answer, isn't it? Because you know exactly where I'm going, don't you? There are times in your life, there are times in my life where you get an assessment you may not like, where you get a stress test and it doesn't look good, and it's hard to swallow that jagged little pill. But it's time for you and I to do a proper analysis of where we are. You've had this happen in your life. I have. Maybe you've been eating too much pizza, not going to the gym enough. Pops up, you got to go up a flight of stairs, and you get up to the flight of stairs, you know, out of breath, and you're thinking, oh, crap. I'm out of shape. It hits you, right? I was watching this anarchy last night taking place in Louisville, and we're going to go over all that, or Louisville, or however you say it. Doesn't matter. And it hit me. It really hit me like a ton of bricks. Man, we are really on the downhill slide as a country. I know this because I know that we now have months and months and months of violent, organized domestic terrorism within our borders in multiple cities across the United States of America. And that's not a conspiracy theory. We know that. You've seen the arrest records in all these cities of people coming from all parts of the country. We know because we've seen busts in places like Iowa where they're finding Mercedes transport vans hauling these people in. We know because of a video I'll show you in a little while of last night before all the riots and violence broke out, a U-Haul truck hauling things in. We know that at least a portion of this insanity we've seen in our country is organized and funded. And when I say funded, I need you to understand this. What it takes to organize and prepare things like this for the materials, for the manpower. We're not talking somebody has a $1,000 budget here. We're talking real cheddar cheese. Somebody has some money. So we're sitting on months of domestic terrorism within our borders, organized, funded. And what have we done about it? What have we done about it? Oh, I know there's been some arrests here and arrests there, but what have we done about it? There's been a grand total of about one city, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, that came out right away, boom, arrested. First night, your bail, oh, it's $1 million. Anyone else want a riot? And they were gone like that. But all across the United States of America, we're seeing this. This is well within the purview of the federal government when you have crossing state lines of domestic terrorists. What have we done about it? This reflects poorly, not on Democrats, not on Republicans, not on anybody individually. From a 30,000 foot view, this reflects very poorly on where we are as a nation. The United States of America, the beacon of freedom, the most powerful nation on earth, can't put down a little rebellion within its borders? We lack what? The ability? The willpower? The power? Whatever we lack, does it even matter? Does it matter why we haven't stopped it? The point is, we haven't stopped it. And you ask people, what's happening? Why is this going on? And you get these mealy-mouth explanations. Like, well, I mean, there's an election coming up. Well, you have to understand. I mean, they're going through the process. And No. I don't want to hear that. Remember at the beginning, several different countries throughout history with several different forms of government would have stopped this immediately. If your form of government somehow doesn't allow you to stop organized, funded domestic terrorism immediately, then your form of government sucks. Now, since I don't think our form of government sucks, something else is wrong. Something else is rotting and not working, and we had better figure this out because this is a stress test. And don't tell me, Jesse, don't worry, just after the election, we're going to fix it. So that's what we are now? You can do whatever you want on America's streets right before an election, and you don't have to worry about consequences until after? If that's what we are, we're already done. It's just a matter of dates. If these are American citizens organizing and funding this, they should already be in cells awaiting a trial. If these are not American citizens organizing and funding this, they should be afraid of the dark right now. It's true. This is an assault on the United States of America, and we apparently can't do anything about it. And that's pathetic. I know that's pretty between the eyes. I know it is, but I'm sick of this crap. So let's talk about what's actually happening in Kentucky, what actually happened. Breonna Taylor had a boyfriend, ex-boyfriend. You can't seem to get a straight answer. Apparently the guy was a drug dealer. I know you're hearing a lot in the news and about no-knock warrants and no-knock this, and we can have that conversation about no-knock warrants. That's fine. But understand this. They knocked. They showed up, boyfriend's house, knocked, and no, she wasn't laying in her bed during the shootout. She was standing in the hallway beside her drug dealer boyfriend, and Breonna Taylor died. No, she wasn't an EMT. I know that's going around out there. She used to be. She'd gotten fired. That's none of my business. That's not the point. And I'm not going to sit here and act like she deserved it, she had it coming. That's also absurd. But let's not pretend like the police drove up and gunned down Breonna Taylor because of the color of her skin. This is a bad deal. It happens when police officers mingle with drug dealers in our society. It's happened before. It happened in this case. It's going to happen again. Certainly, in the minds of every sane person in the world, we can all agree that no crime was committed. A tragedy, yes, but no crime committed. But we're way past that. We're way past facts and truth and sanity. We're now in the age where we've enabled so much crap that these people will just riot on a moment's notice. We all saw it coming. We all know it's coming. It's crazy. This was Kentucky's AG.
Criminal homicide encompasses the taking of a life by another. While there are six possible homicide charges under Kentucky law, these charges are not applicable to the facts before us because our investigation showed and the grand jury agreed that Mattingly and Cosgrove were justified in the return of deadly fire after having been fired upon by Kenneth Walker.
Yeah. I know we don't like to hear this, but we're adults. At least you and I are. I realize we're probably the last people in the world who are. At least that's what it seems like right now. But let's be adults here. The cops showed up to bust the drug dealer. The drug dealer got himself in a shootout with the cops, who returned fire in the dark. A young lady got killed. Awful. Absolutely awful. Prayers for her family. But let's not pretend as if that's cops for racial reasons hunting down Breonna Taylor. That's absurd. It's stupid. And because we knew there was going to be a grand jury decision yesterday, you remember when we just had that little talk, that little uncomfortable talk about organized, funded? This was the scene in Louisville yesterday. Burning of police headquarters, no lives matter till black lives matter, a U-Haul pulling up with supplies, signs already made, shields already made, organized, funded, and funded well. And what do we get? Well, I mean, they're investigating. They're investigating. Two cops last night. Two cops. Not one. Two cops shot last night. I'm about to play the video for you. Don't worry. This one is kid appropriate because you can't actually see it. You can hear it, though.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
Good?
War zone. War zone on America's streets. Donald Trump reacted strongly. Quote, praying for the two officers that were shot tonight in Louisville, Kentucky. The federal government stands behind you and is ready to help. Spoke to Governor Andy Beshear, and we are prepared to work together immediately upon request. I'm glad. I'm glad. Let's hope it happens. Donald Trump Jr., he's out there forcefully. God bless him.
We all said what happened to Breonna Taylor was dead wrong. It should not have happened. Everyone acknowledges that. Rand Paul was the champion of the legislation with her name on it. And he was attacked leaving the White House with people screaming at him to say his name. When you combine that, or say her name, when you combine that with trucks showing up with supplies, you start to realize that this isn't an organic, peaceful protest gone wrong. This is anarchy. There are peaceful protesters doing the right thing, and I think that's wonderful. That's very American. But what's going on when police officers are shot, when Democrat mayors are turning a blind eye, when they're more worried about protecting arsonists, vandals, looters, and outright criminals than they are about the citizens of these towns, it's absolutely disgusting. So, you know, I condemn in all ways, shape, and form what's going on to the police officers who are just out there serving.
Good for him. I'm glad somebody's still willing to speak up. And I know all that stuff about the stress test for America being a failure. I know that was tough to hear. It was tough to say. But I'm right. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I'm right. Now, you know they're printing money, right? You're already hearing people like Republicans and Democrats give little warnings out there about what's that word? What's the I word? Inflation. You see, there are several economic theories out there. I'm sure you subscribe to one or two. It's fine, whatever. But there are also economic laws. And one of the laws of economics is when you print unbacked currency, you devalue the dollar. When you devalue the dollar, you're going to get ugliness. You just simply are. You can't print unbacked trillions of dollars without consequences. You don't have to freak out. It's not the end of the world. The sky isn't falling, but you do have to diversify. Didn't you work hard for that money of yours? I know you did. And you did the right thing. You set some aside and saved. So take some of that money and get a gold IRA from Gold Alliance. They know what they're doing. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Diversify. Go to goldalliance.com/Jesse. That's goldalliance.com/Jesse. We'll be back. I don't do what I'm about to do because I like to point fingers at people and say, you were wrong, I was right. Although I do like that, but that's not the reason I do this kind of thing. The reason I look back on what people were saying in the beginning is because that's when these movements, these violent street riot movements, that's when they start. That's how they get this big. When you find yourself, as you do now, as I do, just used to the insanity on TV, the violence on TV, and you think to yourself, how did this all begin? It's important that you remember how it all began. And when it comes to this stuff, it began with a bunch of people, you know, throughout our culture, on both sides of the political aisle, jumping on the anti-cop bandwagon in the wake of George Floyd's death. It just did. There's not another way to look at this. And the reason I go back is because going forward, I want all of us to learn. I want all of us next time, and there will be a next time there's some gigantic societal movement where every cultural institution in the world is telling you, you have to do this, and you have to think this, and you have to say that, and the celebrities are saying it, and all the Democrats are saying it, and half the Republicans are saying it, and your neighbor's saying it, and it's on Facebook, and it's on Twitter, and you feel like the whole world is telling you you have to say something. That's the time where you go, no, I don't think I will, actually. I think I'm going to stop. I think I'm going to form my own opinion. And if my opinion is one that flies in the face of what everyone else is saying, I'm going to say it anyway. Because we don't have enough people in the United States of America willing to speak uncomfortable truths when they're uncomfortable. Oh, everybody, well, I should say most of America's on the pro-cop bandwagon now, right? Most of America. Oh, this is ridiculous. I love cops. Where were you the week after George Floyd's death? I don't want to hear where you are now, where everybody in the country with a brain can see what scumbags Black Lives Matter and Antifa are. I want to know where you were when it was uncomfortable. I mean, you have people like Colin Kaepernick out here now, still, obviously still a scumbag. The guy isn't, he can't do anything about that. Quote, the white supremacist institution of policing, good grief, that stole Breonna Taylor's life from us must be abolished for the safety and well-being of our people. Okay, yeah, obviously. That person can't be saved. But I want you to remember all these people. You remember all the celebrities that decided police should be abolished? You remember them? Yeah, let me give you a little list. John Legend helped us out with this. He posted a defund the police thing on his Instagram. He signed a petition or whatever to defund the police. Here are all the other celebrities who signed it, or at least some of them. Lizzo, Taraji P. Henson, Natalie Portman, The Weeknd, Common, Jane Fonda, Amber Riley, Brie Larson, Megan Rapinoe, Tessa Thompson, and many, many others. Oh, yes. You don't hear much about them now, right? Cops in L.A. getting shot. Two cops in Louisville getting shot last night. Ooh, it's awfully quiet on that celebrity front. But back when it was getting started, oh, they were all about that life. And it's not just people you usually dismiss. Here's the CEO of Chick-fil-A.
So I invite folks just to put some words to action here. And if we need to find somebody that needs to have their shoe shine, we need to just go right on over and shine their shoes. And whether they got tennis shoes on or not, maybe they got sandals on, it really doesn't matter. But there's a time in which we need to have, you know, some personal action here. Maybe we need to give them a hug, too, brother.
That's the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen in my life. Jumping right on that bandwagon, didn't he? Kamala Harris, too. Here was Kamala Harris on The View. Here's what she had to say back when it was nice to be anti-cop.
We need to reimagine how we are achieving public safety in America. And to have cities where one-third of their entire budget is going to policing, but yet there is a dire need in those same cities for mental health resources, for resources going into public schools, resources going into job training and job creation. Come on, we have to be honest about this, that there is actually not a consensus around this, because if there were, we would actually see smarter distribution of resources in our country.
I love these politicians. Smarter distribution of resources. That's defund the police. That's what it is. And it wasn't just Democrats.
We wouldn't be here if it were not, as Senator Perdue alluded to, the death of yet another African-American man, George Floyd. His murder is why the country has given us the opportunity to lead. And my friends on the other side just said no.
That's a Republican. That's the next rising star, everybody tells me. All this anti-cop stuff. Again, two more shot last night. Look in the mirror, Tim Scott. Look in the mirror. You jumped on the bandwagon. You got that snowball a rolling downhill. And here we are. It's a fact. Now, I know you see the news. I know you're horrified. The gun sale numbers tell me you're horrified. The ammo shelves in the places I buy ammo being empty tells me how horrified you are. And the prices on that ammo tell me how horrified you are. You know, I can save you a bunch of money, right? No, I can't magically give you a bunch of 5.56 or 9mm ammo or whatever the popular caliber you use. I can't do that for you. But I can tell you about iTarget. iTarget sends you a laser bullet in the caliber of your choice, sends you a little target, and you sit down with your weapon in the comfort of your home and practice. Real, solid practice without spending a dime on ammunition, without driving to the range, without any of that, in the comfort of your home. I know it's hard to get ammo right now. You don't have any excuses, though, because iTarget, they have them in stock. Go to iTargetPro.com. That's iTargetPro.com. Use the code Jesse. Get yourself 10% off. Go practice with your weapon. You might need it. We'll be back. Joining us once again, Congressman Ken Buck from Colorado has a great new book out I'd highly recommend called Capital Freedom, Restoring American Greatness. Congressman, I feel like everybody's tired. They're tired of every single night turning on the news and there's more anarchy in various cities across the country. I realize it's not like that in rural America, but Americans, even people who don't live in the cities, they feel like things are coming apart. Give us some hope here.
Oh, you're probably talking to the wrong person, but I'll tell you, I think that it's really important that people go to the polls. I think it's important that they vote, and it's important that we make sure we move this country in the right direction. And I do have hope for all of those things. I think that right now the left is going crazy. The leadership on the left is unable to criticize the riots, unable to criticize the arsonists, unable to criticize the anarchists. And as a result, I think most Americans see that the Republican Party and conservative values are going to carry the day.
Congressman, I know I'm not exactly informing you of anything, but we have these videos. We have endless evidence out there that this stuff is at least in part funded and organized by somebody. I don't know. I'm not going to go tinfoil on my head here, but we know that. I mean, we have people arrested from out of town in all of these cities. Please tell me, as much as you're allowed to, we're taking some aggressive steps to stop this domestic terrorism. I don't know what else I'm supposed to call it.
It is domestic terrorism, and the anarchists want to see a completely different country than we have now, and they know they can't get there by playing by the rules. They can't get there with the playbook. And the leadership of the anarchists, the people that hope to benefit by political instability, hope to undermine the accomplishments of the Trump administration, are funding this. And the Department of Justice, along with the FBI and other agencies, are conducting grand jury investigations. Those proceedings are secret. They have subpoenaed bank records. They are moving forward in a lot of different directions, and they will get to the bottom of this. And I am quite confident of that. The best thing we can do is just know that this is in good hands, and we need to do our best to protect ourselves, protect federal property, and make sure that our fellow citizens are being safeguarded.
Amen. Amen. You know what? I'll take that. See, you didn't think you were going to bring us up tonight, and you just did. Now, how much do we give credit for this unrest to China and the whole coronavirus disaster? I'm not linking them directly with the street agitation, although they may be involved. I don't know. But what's happening with China and what they pulled and sealing off their domestic travel, yet allowing international travel? I think people are rightly concerned that they're going to get off from all that.
Yeah, I think that the world community needs to hold China accountable for a number of things. It starts with COVID, but it also goes to trade. China has yet to join the world trade system. And they continue to cheat, they continue to steal intellectual property, they continue to manipulate their currency. Western Europe needs to join with the United States in holding them accountable. And as long as they are using slave labor camps with Uyghurs, and now there's stories out there that they are conducting themselves the same way in Tibet, it is absolutely imperative that the world speak with one voice and tell China that it's unacceptable.
I, like many parents in America, am very, very, very concerned about the education system in this country. I think that in the very least is something positive that's happened over the last few months. We've had our eyes open that we really have too large percentage of our population that hate this place, and that comes from our education system, in my opinion. What can we actually do about that?
I think the education system's a huge problem, and especially the public education system. And we need to make sure that we aren't adopting programs like the 1619 Project that is historically inaccurate and has been refuted by historians. And I think that it's really important that the left can't just ignore, cancel, rewrite American history. And the critical factor that I think we have to make sure that we celebrate the great successes that we've had in this country, that we recognize that we are the most prosperous and the most free country in the history of the world. And we only keep that freedom by teaching our children and grandchildren the meaning of freedom.
What is a parent supposed to do now? Let's say you're a parent, you can't afford a private school, maybe you don't have time to homeschool. What can you do with your local public school to make sure your child is not being indoctrinated in this crap? Should you run for school board? Should you be attending meetings? Should you be writing the principal? What should these parents do? Parents feel helpless.
The first thing they need to do is buy Capital of Freedom, a book written by Ken Buck. The second thing they need to do is get involved. They need to make sure they're in the schools listening to what the teachers are talking about in the classrooms. They need to make sure they're talking to the principals, go to back-to-school conferences, attend whatever it is, the band concert, the football game. Make sure that they are supporting the right candidates for a school board if they're not running themselves, but that they are supporting candidates who understand the importance of American history and teaching young people about free markets. A lot of these schools are trying to indoctrinate kids that the government has all the answers. We don't have the answers, and we never should have the answers. The free markets are the best place for prosperity to really flourish, as well as making sure that our young people understand that without free markets, we aren't going to have jobs for them when they get out of school.
Speaking of free markets, what do we do about the Chinese influence in our American economy? They're intertwined here. I understand there are several people, yourself included, trying to unravel that. I get that. But look, I don't want government involved in small business or in any business. Government should be out of that. At the same time, we can't allow businesses to send all their business to China and invite China into our shores. What is the appropriate role of government in all this?
Well, I think the appropriate role, and President Trump gets this and he gets it right, and that is to make sure that we are playing by the same set of rules that China is playing by. If we have a trade agreement with China and it calls for China to allow American companies to do business in China, and they refuse to allow American companies to do business in China, then we should refuse to allow China to do business in the United States. And it should be very measured. It shouldn't be, you shouldn't take a chainsaw to this issue. You need to take a scalpel, but it has to be something that is done in an intelligent way and make sure that China understands that there will be reciprocal trade agreements, that only when they allow American companies to compete will we allow Chinese companies into the United States.
Are we in a place where we can finally have some kind of bipartisan agreement about the danger of foreign interference from our enemies? Or are Democrats still dug in and taking their side, and frankly, some Republicans?
Yeah, I think that we should have that discussion in America. I think we should have that discussion in Congress. And I see many Democrats privately talking about the fact that they're very concerned about China and the role of China. The high-tech companies in this country are very concerning. The amount of censorship that they exercise on their platforms, very concerning also. So we really have to make sure that when we are entering the marketplace of ideas, that it is a level playing field and both sides get the opportunity to make their arguments.
I know people get frustrated about the kind of Republicans we send to Congress. We send people, we think they're these people who are going to be these fighters for liberty, and they get there and they just seem to lose whatever they ran on. You have not. How do we get more Ken Bucks in Congress and fewer, people I'm not going to name?
Well, I'll tell you, I think what happens is a lot of people come here and they intend to drain the swamp. They run on a good platform of draining the swamp. They get here and they think they just got into a hot tub. They don't realize it's a swamp. They are told, everybody here calls you sir, everybody holds doors for you, everybody offers you a ride, a free meal, everybody is so kind to you as long as you've got this little pin on. And I have to tell you that we need to make sure that when we elect somebody, we're not just electing somebody because of the positions they take, but we're electing somebody because of the history of leadership and the backbone that they have demonstrated in the past. And if they demonstrate the fact that they are willing to take on the powers that be, they are not a follower, they are not going to succumb to the pressure, then I think they'll be successful in Washington, D.C.
Congressman, where can people get your book?
They can get my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and I hope they read it. If they get to Washington, D.C., and if we ever open up here, I'd love to give them a tour of the Capitol and talk to them about all the great symbols of freedom that we have here.
Amen. Capital of Freedom. Thank you, Congressman Ken Buck. Appreciate you, sir.
Thank you.
Do you know that cybercrime, cyber theft is up 75% since coronavirus? That is stunning. And it makes sense when you think about it. Aren't you home more? Of course you are. You can't go anywhere. Cyber thieves are home more too. And the problem is these people do this for a living. They do it really well. And the FBI freely admits they don't have a handle on this crime. It's easy money for these cyber thieves. And by the time you realize what's happened, they're gone, and you're on the hook for that money. They will steal your home title. They will forge your signature on it, take a loan out against it, and you're paying that back. Not your home insurance, you are. And if you don't, if you refuse to, or as is often the case, you don't know the loan was taken out, you're getting evicted. Go to HomeTitleLock.com right now and sign up. Use the promo code Jesse. That gets you 30 days for free. HomeTitleLock.com. We'll be back. Joining me now, host of This Is My Show with Drew Berquist and former counterterrorism dude. Drew, that's got to be the coolest title I actually get to introduce anybody with, and it pains me that I have to introduce you that way every single show. You know that, right?
I do, but you know what? We're good friends. You can get over that. It is a cool title, but you're taller. You're more handsome. You've got a lot of things going for you. Don't worry.
Look, I do. I mean, that's all. That's very, very true. All right, Drew, I'm watching last night, and I'm getting numb to it, man. I'm watching Louisville. They're shooting cops. L.A., of course, had riots break out, even though nothing even happened in L.A. And I'm sitting there, and honestly, what hit me was that it didn't hit me, that this is just where we are now. How did that happen?
Yeah, we're straight up Afghanistan here now. We're a third world country. I don't know, because I feel the same way. You just kind of expect it. The days that it's not happening, like there was a day a week or so ago where they didn't riot in Portland because of the smoke, which, you know, I feel bad for the people dealing with the fires, but I thought it was kind of funny that Antifa wussed out because of that. But it's like, come on, like, you're not going to riot? Like, this is what we do in America now. Like, I feel kind of like I'm left out not lighting fires in my own neighborhood. Like, maybe we're doing it wrong. But it is so strange that this has become the norm. And I hope it changes, but I also don't know how it does because none of these mayors are pushing back against them. They're darn near encouraging it.
Drew, I'm glad you brought up the fires really briefly. Now, I don't expect you to have some inside information on this because law enforcement isn't releasing anything yet. But we do have these fires raging, and they've now caught 6 or 7 people at last count, caught them in the act of setting these fires. Okay, 1 or 2 guys, that's something. 6 or 7, that's something else entirely. What do you make of this?
Well, I mean, look, yeah, like you said, I don't have all the information, but there's a trend that's being set here that aligns with everything else we're seeing. These people want all of it to somehow, which the wildfire thing is one of the laziest, most absurd and laughable, you know, things they're trying to pin on the president yet. But they want to pin all of this stuff on President Trump. And yet you see, I know you tweeted about it yesterday, you see U-Haul trucks pull up in Louisville, you know, and people are... You know, flash sale, they're moving out prepared signs and weapons and things to throw at people. You've seen that in other cities. You see all this different stuff, and then you see these people that are very, very clearly and intentionally lighting fires. You don't throw a Molotov cocktail and not expect it to light something on fire. That's what it does. So you see this happening. It's like, okay, there's a lot more going on here. There's a lot of organization behind this. Chaos is what these guys do. Mayhem is their goal, and they're achieving it.
I freely admit that I may be a little impatient, a little short-tempered at times. I am extremely frustrated, as I expressed earlier in the show, about the pace of justice coming down on these people who've been doing this. It's now months, and I'm hearing things from people of, well, they're investigating, they're looking into it. How long can a powerful nation tolerate this stuff within its own borders? You're right, Drew. We all saw it. I played it earlier in the show. A U-Haul truck pulls out with pre-made shields and signs and things. This is organized. This is funded. Why are these people so comfortable doing this instead of being in a dank cell somewhere?
Yeah, I don't know. You go back and forth on it because it has gone on way too long. You know, pick a city. It doesn't matter. Everyone talks about Portland, but pick a city. It's happening in so many places on a frequent basis. And you see this lawlessness and you see no repercussion. And it's good on one front because it really has. They've overplayed their cards. The Democrats have shot themselves in the foot, probably literally in a couple cases, knowing how dumb these Antifa kids are out there. But they, like... This has helped us in that sense, but it does have to stop because we've gotten really good in this country, whether you're looking at stuff dealing with Hillary, Susan Rice, whatever, you're looking at the Durham investigation that's ongoing, all of this stuff, we're really good at setting bad precedents. We've got to get back on track and set good precedents and precedents that, hey, if you break the law, guess what? Just like you were taught when you were a kid, there are consequences. You say this, you're going to get a bar of soap in your mouth. I never did because I was an angel. But that's what happens in other families, and people need to have that reality. Like, I don't care if you're James Comey. I don't care if you're Brennan. I don't care if you're some mouth-breathing Antifa kid in Louisville or Portland. If you assault someone or light something on fire, you get prosecuted. Like, that has to happen.
It should be noted that I only had the soap thing one time. My mom couldn't find a bar of soap, so she actually squirted some liquid soap on my tongue, and I made such a horrendous fuss over the whole thing that I just emotionally broke her, and she never tried it again. It was masterful by me. Even at such a young age, I was the master.
Yeah, well, you probably gave her PTSD with bubbles coming out of your mouth forever when you put liquid soap in. <That's... laughs> Poor woman.
All right. Who's Antifa? Who makes up Antifa? Not the organizers or funders or whatnot, but we all see the mug shots of the people with the squiggly tattoos on their face and the purple hair and the lady with half her head shaved and the dude who looks like he's been trapped in a basement his whole life. Who are these people, Drew? Where do they come from? What are they?
All right, well, I mean, there's a lot of things I'd love to say about them, but these are the kids who grew up getting participation trophies because they sucked at stuff and people said that they were good. And I'll keep this PG, but like in reality, and I'm anti-bullying, which is funny because this is what they're doing. You know, they're anti-bullying too, but they're out there bullying America. But these are people who were bullied, weren't liked, need somewhere to be, you know, that they can latch onto and feel a part of, because they've never had that and they're angry because of it. So this gives them that opportunity. Oh, these other people who pronounce themselves and announce themselves by their gender pronouns and have weird names and can change each and every day of the week, they're doing this stuff too. They do it together. They're angry like I'm angry because my life's been a total failure. So they go out in mass and then they don't get any pushback. So they're like, oh, this is cool. I'm powerful. Okay, I wear black lipstick even though I'm a male. Today, like these people are just absolute non-contributors to society. I literally put them, and I feel bad doing it, but it's true. Like, I put them in a category over here. Like, they're not worth it. Like, you don't bring any value to society. You're too broken.
Have you ever considered changing your name? There was a while. I mean, look, to be honest, I'm still thinking about changing my middle name to Steel, and I just want to see if I can get by with it and see if anyone notices.
That's a good one. That's a good one for you. No, I haven't. I'm too busy to think about. I had a bunch of other names in my past. It gets exhausting having other names. I'm not doing it anymore.
Wait. We've hung out a million times. I've never even asked you. You had secret identities and stuff?
There's different names out there, yeah. I can't tell you what they are, but there were different names, different socials, different everything. It's exhausting. Where do you live? I don't remember. I'm tired. It could be here. It could be there. You figure it out.
I'm so jealous. Now, I don't want you to divulge any state secrets or anything like that, but did you ever have to do, like, disguises and stuff, like a fake mustache?
No. I mean, I would wear the one with that you saw growing up with the big bushy eyebrows and the big nose just for fun.
Of course.
But I never personally did. There's some crazy guys who do amazing work with that stuff, though. It does happen. I just didn't have to. I mean, people don't want to be around this ugly mug in the first place, so it's like you don't want to beautify it. Like, just put him out there. They'll go away from him. So it worked out.
It is what it is. You can't polish that turd.
No, you
Drew,
can't.
Drew, when does all this stop? I hear people talk all the time about this stops on election day. I don't know if I believe that. Is that when it stops?
Well, I'll tell you this. One thought I do have. I agree with you. I don't think it stops. Certainly if Trump wins, it doesn't stop. They're going to make this a painful 4 years, and then it's going to ratchet up again come 2024 if we're even still a country. Like, who knows what it looks like then? But I don't think it does. The one scenario that I don't think is completely implausible is, since they have clearly been behind all this stuff, and when they haven't been behind it, they've at least not condemned it, but condoned it through their actions or lack thereof. I mean, the silence has been deafening in some cases. But I think what could happen is, if we're Biden, God forbid, I mean, we need to be looking for like a Caribbean island to move to if it happens in the first place. But if he were to win, I could see them stopping and saying, see, this was all Trump's fault. Now we're heading into this blissful utopia where everything's going to be free until it's not, and we're all standing in bread lines and life's awful. And then there'll be riots for a different reason, because they'll realize how dumb they were and how they ruined the greatest country to ever exist. But I could see the left doing that. Like, okay, now everyone calm down. It makes our narrative and our story that we're right, Trump was bad, makes it believable. And then all the lies that we've been getting for a while, I could see that scenario playing out.
Drew Berquist, host of This Is My Show with Drew Berquist. Thank you, brother.
Thanks for having me.
One of the most beautiful graceful videos we've ever played for you on this show. Coming up next. If there's one thing I've always admired, it's these Olympic athletes who can dive into the water without making a splash. So when I saw this video, go ahead and play it. When I saw this video, I have to tell you, my jaw dropped. Where does one acquire this kind of skill? How long do you have to practice in order to be able to do this? I don't know. I don't know that I'm able to do such a thing. But I do know that's hilarious. All right, we have a great special plan for you tomorrow on China. We have great guests. You are not going to miss it. I will see you then. Newton Group Transfer. They are here to help you if you're stuck in a timeshare. These stories from people who have these timeshares and can't get out of them, they're shocking. These timeshare companies, not all of them, but so many, they get their hooks into you and you can't give them up. You can't give them up. Or they'll do things like they charge you thousands of dollars. One girl, she got past her timeshare when her mother passed away. She gets past the timeshare, doesn't want the timeshare, doesn't use the timeshare. They tell her she can get out of it for $4,000. She has to come up with a $4,000 check. This is not right. It's unjust. And Newton Group Transfers is here to help you. If you are in a timeshare and want out or know someone who is, call 888-845-3773. That's 888-84-JESSE or go to timesharejesse.com. Newton Group Transfer. They will help you out.
This is an iHeart podcast.